The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
People who've been visiting Perth Zoo recently have seen the zookeepers in full PPE around some of the animal enclosures.
Yes, so the zoo has had a tuberculosis scare. There was an elephant which tested positive to tuberculosis exposure. 5 months have passed now and there have been 5 months of negative tests. Even still, as a precaution, staff in the elephant enclosure have been wearing masks. Now, the zoo has been at a pains to tell us that it is safe for visitors. There is no risk to visitors whatsoever. Staff have had to undergo health checks as a result of this. Also, they had to cancel a transfer of a giraffe from the zoo to another facility because of this tuberculosis scare. So an unusual one.
Very weird. Few questions I have. How would an elephant even get exposed to tuberculosis in the first place?
That is my question.
Some contaminated peanuts? Do they feed elephants peanuts or is that only in, like, cartoons?
I think that's in cartoons. I haven't seen them dish out the peanuts at Perth Zoo. Seen them, you know, munching on some foliage.
Is it viral? I have no idea about tuberculosis.
It's such an oldie-timey
disease.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it, since they had vaccines that one's really kind of disappeared, isn't it?
I know, right?
And then we could get another one to go that way.
Still, I know, it still exists out there. And what I heard was it is possible for it to jump species. So whether that's from an elephant to other animals at the zoo or even to humans as well, I think it's not beyond the realm of possibility when it comes to tuberculosis, yes. Which is why I guess they're, you know, operating out of that favourite pandemic term, an abundance of caution.
It's an
overabundance.
You wouldn't want a tuberculosis elephant to sneeze, would you?
But as the flip side of this is some of the animals are now not on display anymore. So there are some days where there are no zebras. They're still there.
The zebras go for the baby giraffes, and we've got two baby giraffes, and they're in the one enclosure.
Yeah. So I guess they're just being very, very careful, I suppose.
Yeah. But we must stress.
No risk for people.
Well, you can still go there, take your kids there. Take your tuberculosis, though.
Well, unless you're planning on getting into the animal enclosures, you don't have to worry about it. And if you do that, then you're probably going to have bigger problems.